Hi, this is for patient Brittany William, Brittney Williams, Williams, date of birth is 3/18/1987. Date of accident is 4/3/2024. And date of service is 3/12/2025. The patient was seen on 3/12/2025. Brittany Williams was initially seen on the first visit was on 8/28/2024, and she has been was seen on 9/30/2024, and also on 10/28/2024, and last visit was on 11/26/2024, after which patient did not make it to the scene. And there was an interruption for several months. She alleges that her pain is in the mainly the neck and the lower back, as well as the left shoulder, which is almost 8 to 9. And she has a difficult time lifting the left shoulder beyond 110 degrees of abduction or forward flexion. And she has some pain in the right hip and right knee, which is like 4 or 5. Other than that, pain level is between 7 to 9 and ADLs are affected to 8. Occasional headaches are present but improving. And no symptoms of TBI are reported by the patient. And some pain in the right knee is still ongoing, as well as the left shoulder. Patient reports almost 50% to 60% improvement in her symptoms. And please review the records for the ADLs for system review. Additional histories, medications, substance abuse, and compliance history. Occasionally, she takes sleep aid from over-the-counter morphine. She was trying to treat herself by chiropractic treatment she has been doing 2 times per week. But her improvement is not complete. She does have some difficulty in walking, but she is able to do her regular job, which is without restriction. Physical examination, blood pressure is 139/110, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam remains the same from a previous visit dated 11/26/2024, dictation number 1126-071. General review, neck examination, lower back examination, and the left shoulder examination, and the right knee examination. The patient weight is 290 pounds, height 5'6", and blood pressure is 139/110, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 100. The otherwise patient is stable. Diagnoses are the same. The plan is to decide what to do. Patient can continue her chiropractic treatment. Medications were not provided today. She has been asked to return back. The physical therapy was not also ordered today. She has been requested to come back, but she can continue her chiropractic treatment. The MRIs were reviewed at length with her, and we were not sure we wanted to take her back as there was an interruption in treatment, and we believed that she got better. Her left shoulder has issues with a suppressed pinnatus and infraspinatus tendinosis and a bursitis of the subacromial subdeltoid and glenohumeral joint effusion. The lumbar spine has L4, L5, L5, S1 disc herniation with bilateral neuroforamina stenosis that may require some injection treatment. She also has a C5-6 disc herniation requiring showing a mild both foramina stenosis, and patient could benefit with one or two injections if she likes to. Regarding the right knee, patient has a moderate pain which is worse on tremendous amount of walking or standing or climbing upstairs. There is a possibility of a meniscus tear, and that will be evaluated on the next visit. Thank you.